Hello, this is Yashish Dahiya. I run a company called PolicyBazaar.com. We're an insurance comparison site, and we also have a company called PaisaBazaar.com, which is a loans comparison site.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra, and of course, Yashish Dahiya joining us on this cast. Yashish Dahiya, thank you so much for joining us. These are difficult times for everybody, every citizen of the country, every policymaker, every business person. But for the insurance sector, are times a little more difficult than what are anticipated in the worst case scenario also?
I think the need for insurance is felt by the consumers. There is a clear need for health insurance and life insurance. It'll be very difficult for anybody in the middle class to be able to support costs of healthcare in any situation, let alone this. But this reminds us more about those costs. But at the same time, at this point, there are more pressing matters like, you know, the milk, the eggs, the basic food and essentials. So I think it is a difficult time to get the consumer's mindset on insurance. I think the second part is fulfillment is a lot more difficult. So while someone like us has worked with a lot of insurance companies to ensure telemedicals, so basically medicals happen over the phone, but otherwise it's almost impossible to execute a physical medical test at this point. And the simple reason for that is I don't think people want to go to a hospital to get a medical test done to buy insurance. And the more the elderly as well as the people who have a pre-existing disease are the ones that require medical tests. And clearly those are the more vulnerable, you know, parts of society right now. So they would not like to go out for medicals. The second part is for people living in societies, I don't think even for home medicals, people are allowing medical practitioners to come in to take tests, you know, phlebotomists to come in and do tests.
So Yashish Dahiya, I think a question that is bothering a lot of people today is that, is my health insurance and my life insurance valid at a time of a pandemic like the COVID-19?
So at this point, the regulator has clarified that health insurance companies are requested to honor COVID claims. So at this point, yes, and I think that's the relevant part, right? For India right now, COVID claims are being accepted by all health insurance companies and are being paid out.
And what about the life insurance companies?
Yeah, it's the same for the life insurance companies.
All right. But historically, do you think insurance providers have factored in something like a pandemic to build policies and honor claims? Is that part of the risk assessment?
As a part of a macro risk assessment, yes, they do think about various negative events that could happen in time, and over the last 30, 40 years may have happened at different times, but these are extraordinary times. And it is just the sheer volume of claims that they may not have factored for yet. So far, the number of claims is not very high. But if the claims get out of hand, then of course, see, eventually it's a commercial sector, right? Eventually, money has to come from somewhere. And eventually, if that money isn't there, it just isn't there. But right now, that doesn't seem to be the risk. The regulator has got a watch on this situation. And at this point, the companies are being very supportive.
Are insurance companies also insured in their own right? So if the number goes out of hand and the insurance companies go bust, does my insurance policy lapse? Do I not get what is due to me?
No. So that is impossible in the Indian context, because you have a regulator who makes sure that the insurance companies are sufficiently capitalized at all times. And I want to stress on that, all times. In addition to that, they have reinsurance companies. So there's a GIC Re, as well as the international reinsurance companies that are insuring the companies. So yeah, I do not see that as a problem as of now.
But globally, do you feel that the whole risk assessment practice is going to undergo a paradigm shift given a large-scale situation like a pandemic of the COVID-19? Do you think insurance companies would need to reassess their strategies and their risk mitigation practices?
See, these risks, it may not be a COVID, it may be something else, but these kind of risks, whether it's large floods, etc., keep happening around the world, and insurance companies and actuaries specialize at this. So they obviously cannot factor in that it'll happen this particular year or at this particular moment in this particular place. But eventually factors like this have been taken into account by actuaries over... See, the actuarial science is more than 100-year-old science. And over the last
Right.
100 years, there have been multiple events. While this might be one of the largest, but there have been multiple events. And so there is always some factorization for this. And that is precisely why extra money is kept by insurance companies, which, you know, we call solvency ratios, etc. I think the insurance industry is fairly thought through. Before the insurance industry collapses, a lot else will collapse. So I think we wouldn't need to worry about the insurance industry collapsing.
And let's talk about auto insurance for a moment. The auto industry in the country has anyway been in doldrums for a fairly long time. Pandemic notwithstanding. That sector would totally, from an insurance point of view, be under a lot of stress at the moment. Is that not right?
That would be accurate. The sales of motor insurance are somewhat down because people, especially two-wheelers, people are saying, okay, so I needed this if I was traveling, if somebody catches me, but I'm not traveling. So why get the insurance? I'll get it 1 month later or 2 months later or 3 months later. We're seeing a lot of that behavior.
So what seems to be the biggest challenge that your sector is facing right now, given the pandemic? And if things were to improve, given the measures that the government has taken and is in the process of taking and continuing to take, if things were to improve, let's say by the end of the first quarter, perhaps mid-second quarter, when do we see some light at the end of the tunnel for the insurance sector?
See, so I can't speak about the sector as a whole, but I'll make two statements. One is whenever pandemics have happened across the world, they have been followed by a period of hypergrowth. I think everybody just needs to hold their horses and let this pass. And this is historical, whether it's world wars, whether it's pandemics, whether it's large scale, whatever event has happened negatively after that, that's followed by a period of unprecedented growth. So you should see, I would say, if you looked at 2021 onwards, you might see a period of 2 to 3 years of hypergrowth in India. Now, coming to our specific situation, I can just share with you that our March numbers were higher than we had planned before the COVID situation attacked.
You saw a lot more people going and buying insurance?
Yeah, of course. So we have seen almost 40% higher revenues than planned on the Policy Bazaar side. Paisa Bazaar has been in a difficult spot because clearly lending seems to have gone out of the window. But the Policy Bazaar side, the insurance side is holding up pretty well. What we are seeing is fewer customers are coming, but those who are coming are more serious. So the conversion rates are very high. And now, of course, people are not going to go to banks right now to buy insurance. So I think during the lockdown phase, you will see a lot of reduction in offline sales because you're not likely to call somebody to your house to purchase insurance, right? That's a pretty dramatic thing to do. And that's why you're seeing a bit of a push towards the online side. Our paradigms will change.
Are you realizing that as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, are you realizing the fact that you perhaps don't need a physical office anymore?
So I can assure you that we occupied 14 buildings and I can assure you we would always have at least 30 to 50% of our staff working from home. And that has nothing to do with COVID. And we could not have done it if COVID had not happened.
So are you going to cut down on real estate expenditures in your P&L?
Of course, 100%.
And what do you think about jobs in the insurance sector? If the sector is going to be hit that hard, are jobs going to be a threat?
I don't want to comment too much on it, but I think I'm more worried about the non-salaried class than about the salaried class. Because yes, there will be job losses, there's no doubt about it. Because companies, if their revenues shrink in the short term, companies don't have the ability to carry those costs forever. So clearly there will be job losses, but my heart really goes out to those who don't have a job and who were working on part-time or daily wages. Or I think that's the part that is going to be, you know, really hit hard. I think people will also realize once again the need for savings, because I think somewhere that concept that you need to have money for a lean period. So it's always good to have maybe 3 months to a year's of savings so that you don't have to rely on the salary in case things turn nasty. I definitely think there will be a tough time for many people. There's no doubt about it.
And let's hope tough times don't last, but tough people do. Yashish Dahiya, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you.